Hey fam, I want to tell you about a new podcast called Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life. We know about people threatening democracy, don't we? But there are also people coming together across racial lines to seize this moment and stretch democracy to serve all of us. Join longtime equity advocate Angela Glover Blackwell for Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life, a podcast that asks, how do we build a radically inclusive, thriving, multiracial democracy? And looks at what one city, Los Angeles, is doing to try to make it a reality. Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life is available now wherever you get your podcasts. She was arrested over 100 times for freedom fighting. She wore flowers in her hair, took no mess from cops, and her middle initial stood for Pay It No Mind. And she helped start one of the most important riots in history. This is 2 Minute Black History, what you didn't learn in school. Around 3 a.m. on June 28, 1969, the New York Police Department burst into a booming club and began frisking, searching, and sexually harassing patrons. But when police turned to full-on beatings, 25-year-old Marsha P. Johnson had had enough and took matters into her own hands. Some say she hurled a brick at police, shattering one of Stonewall Inn's windows. Others say it was a shot glass, or that she smashed the windshield of a police car. Whatever it was, a riot was in full swing. Stonewall was one of the only safe spaces LGBTQ people could exist in those days. And the patrons drastically outnumbered the cops. They threw bottles, rocks, and anything else they could find. The riot lasted 5 days with thousands of protesters. And Johnson? She called for social and economic justice, housed homeless youth shunned by their families, and advocated for HIV/AIDS patients. She did all this while being impoverished herself and being arrested over 100 times. Unfortunately, her body was discovered in the Hudson River in 1992. Police said it was a suicide and refused to further investigate her death. Through the Stonewall riots, Johnson's legacy is the LGBTQ rights movement itself, prompting the first Pride parades in 1970. All Black people deserve to live and love freely, and like Johnson, we have to fight police violence everywhere we see it. In order to move towards the future, you've got to look to the past. This has been 2 Minute Black History, a podcast by Push Black. If you enjoyed this episode and want to show your support, please rate and subscribe to our podcast. Together, let's celebrate and honor the legacy of Black history.